Nolte, Dem Star impeachment witness Vindman confirms Trump did nothing wrong. By John Nolte on October 30, 2019. The only news that matters coming out of Alexander Vindman's Tuesday impeachment testimony is that he once again proved President Trump has done absolutely nothing impeachable, or even close to it. Vindman, who is obviously all wound up to overturn the 2016 election and have Trump removed from office, could only testify that the transcript of Trump's now famous July 25 phone call with Ukraine President Volodymyr Zelensky was missing a couple of details. Boy, that sounds ominous. Did Trump conceal the true nature of his phone call? Did Zelensky also aid in the cover-up by repeatedly claiming he never felt pressured by Trump? Bombshell time, am I right? Except, no. All Vindman could come up with, all Adam Schiff's star impeachment witness could do, was complain about petty and meaningless things the transcript might have missed. And because that was the best Vindman could come up with, a guy who hates Trump and who heard the original call, we now know the transcript of the call released by the White House correctly informed the public of what was said. Which means Trump did nothing impeachable. Which means Nancy Pelosi's impeachment jihad continues to get dumber by the day. According to far-left CNN, and the leaks from Schiff's star chamber, Vindman said he would have edited the transcript to specifically show that Zelensky mentioned Burisma, the company that hired Hunter Biden, rather than just the company, according to sources. Not that it matters, but let's just go ahead and highlight the fact it was Zelensky who mentioned Burisma, the Ukraine energy company that hired Joe Biden's son Hunter for $50,000 a month, even though Hunter knows nothing about Ukraine or energy. The original transcript reads, he or she will look into the situation, specifically to the company that you mentioned in this issue. We all knew which company he was talking about. CNN continued, saying, Vindman testified that one example of his attempts to change the transcript was to include Trump telling Ukraine President Volodymyr Zelensky there were tapes of Biden. So? Anyone with a half a brain knows Trump was probably referring to the video we have of Biden bragging about his quid pro quo, about his successful extortion using U.S. military aid to force Ukraine to fire the prosecutor looking into the aforementioned Burisma. Actually, the only troubling news in Vindman's testimony, at least the testimony leaked by Schiff, is that we learned Vindman has a twin brother who works in the National Security Council's ethics office. Great, there's two of them. To be clear, I'm not the only one who feels this way about Vindman's new details. So does a potentially important juror in this stupid impeachment. I appreciate Vindman's service, but I've read the transcript and if you add his corrections in, it doesn't change anything for me, Senator Lindsey Graham, RSC, said Wednesday. His additional notes don't change the substance at all. Nope. Which means this impeachment is a total scam. Follow John Nolte on Twitter @NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.